Well, I'll tell you first off, that's absolutely false. We're not working with, or the only thing we're doing with ISIS is killing them or forcing them to surrender through our partners. So there's absolutely no way, shape, or form. And unfortunately, I've seen it too many times by folks that say that we are working with ISIS, and that is completely false. And I think if you look at our track record and working with our partners and the progress that we've made on defeating ISIS, it speaks for itself. So that is absolutely not true. We actually are deconflicting with the Russians so that we can pursue our common interest, which is defeating ISIS. And so we are doing everything that we can to make sure that our partner forces and our air crews up above can operate safely and can continue to go after killing ISIS and in their ISIS's defeat.
Prognosis for the fight against ISIS in the entire operation. What do you see in terms of that?
Well, right now, we in Iraq, the Iraqi security forces are conducting simultaneous operations in the final two locations where ISIS has territory, and that is in the area of Hawija and in western Anbar. And both of those operations are going very well. And again, those are the final two locations where ISIS holds any territory. I had mentioned a little bit earlier, Raqqa, their self-declared capital, is 75% clear, and that continues to go well and go as planned. So through that and with the movement of our Syrian Democratic Forces moving further into ISIS-held territory into the middle Euphrates River Valley, the campaign is moving along and is accelerating, and we are defeating and we are annihilating, we are crushing ISIS in both Iraq and in Syria.
Do you have any thoughts right now on numbers in terms of their strength?
Well, I can break it down individually by town, but what I would say is in Raqqa, as an example, we estimate about 400 to 800 fighters remain in Raqqa. And out of those that do remain, we expect them to fight to the death. These are largely foreign fighters, and we have seen quite a few ISIS who have been captured trying to exfiltrate Raqqa with individual or IDPs with these internally displaced people as they try to leave Raqqa. Some of them have been caught. Some of them have surrendered. But that's what we see in Raqqa. And as we look through further down into the middle Euphrates River Valley, we're looking at about 1,000 fighters in Abu Kamal and less than 1,000 in Mayadeen. So in Syria, total, we're looking at about 3,500 fighters. In Iraq right now, in Hawija, we expect about 800 to 1,500 fighters there. And then in Al-Qaim, which is right on the border between Iraq and Syria, about 1,500 soldiers. So across the combined joint operations area in Syria and in Iraq, total forces that remain, ISIS forces that remain, are about 6,500 to 10,000.
Colonel Ryan Dillon, spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.